This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, come on, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. We're here once again at Nutmeg with our engineer Frank Verderosa, and Paul Raybird is here in the corner.
Are you late for a colonoscopy yourself? You're really racing.
Well, I'm always in a hurry. I hate to miss a second of it.
These are rushed, these intros. Well, here we go. This is we haven't done a Twitter episode or a social media episode in a while, so we're going to hear from our fans. Okay. And these are responses to two episodes that we did, one about wacky movie titles. Okay. And one about fugitive type shows, Run for Your Life and The Immortal. First, I'll start with a fellow who calls himself Living Deliciously, who says, if you guys want to get Sid Haig.
Oh, well,
Sig Heil. Yeah. If you guys want to get Sid Haig, go ahead and drop him a line. Here's his address.
Oh, jeez.
So that's handy. Thank you.
Somehow I never heard that with Al Pacino.
We do want to get Sid Haig, so thank you, Living Dangerously. Here's one by Greg, G-R-E-G-G. I love this. It's completely random. Frank, years ago I heard the legend of the midget hanging himself on the Wizard of Oz set. It is not true.
It is true, and if you listen closely, you hear... Oh, no! I am hanging here from a tree!
Wait a minute! Hervé Villechaize was a munchkin?
From this tree, I can see the plane!
Greg goes on to say in his second tweet, if you look closely, you can see it's a swan or another large bird moving, but it does not look like a midget hanging himself. Well, Greg, Gilbert respectfully disagrees.
Because I've seen loads of midgets hang themselves, and I know for a fact that that, sir, was a midget hanging himself.
Oh, hilarious. Daryl Alber says, have you guys seen the Tab Hunter documentary? You should try to get Tab Hunter on The Real Gilbert ACP. We're working on Tab Hunter.
Oh, yes.
He's in Palm Springs, and we have been in touch, and hopefully that will happen. Our pal Jim Colucci thanks us for a great time on the Amazing Colossal podcast. Get Jim's book about the Golden Girls, which is fantastic. Here's someone who's responding to our Man on the Run shows, The Pretender. Do we know the show The Pretender?
The title.
Who's definitely in The Pretender, Frankie?
That's a more recent one, and I can't remember who's in it. Paul, do you have it loaded up?
Pretender.
That's a more modern one.
Somebody else. Glenn Johnson says... Wandering sci-fi shows. I'm not sure these qualify. Battlestar Galactica and Logan's Run. They wouldn't really be wanderers. They're kind of wandering the galaxy.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Okay. How about Doug Davila, who says Run, Joe, Run on Saturday mornings? But we talked about that one with Jack Sheldon.
Wasn't it Run, Buddy, Run?
Was it Run, Buddy, Run?
Yeah.
He's saying Run, Joe, Run. I think you're right.
The Pretender looks like it was late 90s.
Yeah. What do you got?
Raised in a secret facility built for experimenting on children, Jared is a genius who can master any profession and become anyone he has to be. When he realizes as an adult that he's actually a prisoner and his captors are not as benevolent as he's been told, he breaks out.
There he goes, on the run. Who starred in that?
This was
Michael Jackson, I think.
No, it was not Michael Jackson.
Ryan Merriman.
The immortal Ryan Merriman. Yeah, Charles Indelicato, I love his name, says, I remember an 80s Man on the Run series called The Phoenix. I think it was canceled during a commercial break. Do we know that one? The Phoenix.
Shall I look for that?
Dig that one out. Buddy Spencer writes, of course, this one was obvious. Then came Bronson.
Now, was that a Michael something?
Michael Parks.
Michael Parks.
He was at the con when you were at the Chiller Fest with you in Jersey. Did you talk to him?
No.
An American adventure drama television series, Michael Parks, aired on NBC in 1969.
Some of these don't deserve to be exhumed.
Yes.
The Phoenix, an alien released from an Incan tube, searches for his mate.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Who
I heard
in
the
that?
Phoenix is making
this
a
was,
comeback.
What's that?
I heard the Phoenix is making a comeback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judson Scott.
Judson Scott. Don't know him.
Nothing against him.
Bart Basterna. I love that name. Run, Buddy, Run, yes, with legendary musician and Schoolhouse Rock vocalist Jack Sheldon.
Yeah.
So I think Run, Joey, Run was a pop song.
Oh.
Yeah, but not a series. Fox's early days original network, The Werewolf, which was basically The Hulk with a werewolf.
Oh, I remember that
From Andrew Gorzalski.
But, was he wandering from town to town?
I don't know. Paul will look it up. Werewolf.
The Werewolf. And so what? This was a TV series.
Yeah. Our pal James Connell says, my favorite Martian. Oh, fuck. That was when Gilbert was furious that he couldn't name the last Bill Bixby show. Funniest podcast moment so far this month. Thank you, James. You are too kind. John Hughes also says, I was standing in my kitchen screaming, my favorite Martian. Goodnight, Beantown.
So, werewolf.
Yeah.
Grad student Eric Cord's life changes after being bitten by a werewolf. That's every werewolf.
Yeah. But was he on the run? I guess every werewolf is on the run. But
it looks like to be because the townspeople would figure it out.
John J. York must be the guy. But you know who's in this?
Who?
Chuck Connors.
Was he?
Yeah. No shit.
Okay. Yes. He's like this old hunter.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know this show at all.
I remember Chuck Connors being in it.
Our pal Stuart Rosenthal says Lazarus Man with Robert Urich and Nowhere Man with Bruce Greenwood. Two shows about amnesiacs wandering town to town.
Oh.
How about that?
Amnesiac's always a popular one.
Yeah, yes. Well, what's his name was an amnesiac in Coronet Blue.
Yes.
Right.
I think they call it Alzheimer's now.
Yeah.
Is that Frank Converse?
That was Frank Verderosa. Frank Converse.
Yes.
Then came Bronson with Michael Parks. He rode a motorcycle around the country, ran one season. Someone is pitching, that was from Staffino McLaughlin. 242 True says, what about the Guns of Will Sonnet? A traveling show. Anything about that one, Paul?
How do you spell sonnet? Like a poem?
Like sonnet. S-O-N-N-E-T-T. Frank, is there any chance, Buddy Spencer, again, you guys can get Tim Conway on the show? I have tweeted with him a few times. He seems to be an okay guy. Tim Conway's on our want list.
Yeah.
I think he was booked and fell out for something, and we will try that again.
All right, the Guns of Will Sonnet?
Yep. What about it?
Let me see here. Wait a minute. I lost my page. A former cavalry scout helps his grandson search for his missing father. Final episode, 1969. And the cast has Walter Brennan.
Hey,
could that be?
Yeah, sure, because he died after that.
Did we mention Branded?
No, there's another one.
Yeah, with Chuck Connors.
I thought
Chuck Connors was the rifleman.
He was the rifleman.
He was the rifleman.
Later on, he was in Branded. And only one man lived down in Bitter Creek, but they said he ran away. Branded, scorned by the man who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man? Whatever you do for the rest of your life, you must prove you're a man.
That's it.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah. For some reason, we didn't name that one.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like the show and think we deserve a 5-star rating, and obviously we do, rate us and post a review. Also, although our main purpose in life is to entertain you, producing this show costs actual money. So please help out by going to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and pledging your support to receive all sorts of goodies, merchandise, personalized roast, and shout-outs, advanced access to episodes, or personal messages from me, Gilbert Gottfried. And if we raise enough, maybe I can finally get a new co-host. I'm thinking of the Scarlet Johansson robot.
Declan McManus says, Shazam, what about Shazam? The part live-action, part cartoon kid show where he traveled in a Winnebago.
That seems like so. Not quite Richard Kimball.
Shazam, Captain Marvel traveled in a Winnebago?
No, but Shazam was a show that I watched.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed. Well, not disappointed, but he showed up on the Ozzy Osbourne show on MTV. He like delivers flowers now. That's his career.
That same guy.
And they call him Shazam. So, you know,
wow.
Ozzy's wife answers
show
the door and says,
is a harsh mistress.
Thanks, Shazam.
Serdo24 says, guys, wouldn't the Lone Ranger technically be the first Man on the Run wandering show? It was one of the first shows in 1948.
You know, that could be.
Would we count that?
Hmm.
Frank, thanks for recommending Time After Time, says Tobad Zestini. I don't know. His Twitter handle is in Asian characters.
Mm-hmm.
So very difficult.
Any characters in particular?
Like Mr. Moto, Charlie Chan.
Yes. Not those kind of Asian characters.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let me see what else I have here. John Biner was amazing. Thank you. Hilarious. Oh, does Gilbert know that Javier Bardem has signed to play Frankenstein in Universal Monsters' new Frankenstein reboot? You know Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men? Reaction?
Whenever they start remaking those old ones, it always turns out bad.
Yeah. They're doing a whole reboot of all the Universal.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
You do?
With the possible exception of the brilliant Van Helsing.
Oh, Van Helsing, the one with Hugh Jackman.
That was
a
bad one.
I didn't
one.
See that. Dan Gattuso writes, I started playing your podcast and my dog immediately got up and left the room. Is that a normal reaction? Bradley says it's Milton Berle's birthday and he sent us a picture of a ruler,
okay.
Which we appreciate. John Biner was a treasure. Lots of really good feedback about John Biner.
Yes.
I think it was one of our best episodes.
Yeah.
Sullivan and the Red Balls had me dying, says John Goodwin. That was a reference to Ed Sullivan talking about Biner having red balls. Someone just writes his reaction to the Biner episode, you lousy Jew.
Who is he referring to?
I think he was referring to Sullivan cursing out Jackie Mason. Let's see. But Peter Lorre as George Bailey with Marilyn Michaels doing Dr. Ruth was so funny I lost my breath. Says Carl Johnson.
Oh, that's nice.
This is, let's see what else we have here. Just flying through these. Somebody sent an image of Woody Allen grabbing and roughing up John Biner from that very strange. Boy, lots of people like the John Biner episode.
Yeah.
Some guy, Mr. Mulligan Design, just tweets, dueling Paul Williams, nuff said. That was a great moment in the show. Let's see. Who is it?
John Biner was, he was new to me, and I bet he was new to a lot of people who didn't realize how great he was.
Well, people had been requesting him for the longest time. Here we go. Leon Chase is responding to you talking about the brain that wouldn't die, Gil. was my favorite piece of Saturday afternoon trash as a kid. And he tweeted a picture.
I see. Yes, I. That was the one.
Right.
And there was a monster in the closet that the severed head would communicate with.
Of course. I think that goes without saying, don't you, Paul?
I think you don't happen to know the theme song from that one.
Monster in a closet.
Casey Ontiveros. Hey, guys, I just listened to the Donnie Most episode, but why wasn't his great acting credit Stewardess School ever mentioned?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know why we left that out, actually. Let's see. Just do a couple more of these. Amy Heckerling's Babysitter should be a sitcom. Too funny to be believed on the Amazing Colossal podcast. Boy, that was funny stuff. Biner is hilarious. I almost spit out my drink. His Rod Steiger was phenomenal. Possibly your best episode yet. They really love the John Biner.
Yeah.
He was giving. He really came to play.
Yeah, he was ready to perform.
Let's see. The Brain That Wouldn't Die had a woman's head in a white turban on a table,
yes.
Says Frankie Jag. Hilarious by today's standards. Here's an interesting cast for an all-star comedy flop. Take This Job and Shove It. This is from Peeps Gelato.
Who was in
Art
that?
Art Carney, Eddie Albert, Martin Mull, Robert Hayes from Airplane.
Robert Hayes.
And Uncle Leo, Len Lesser.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. That's good. That's a
whenever
good one.
They make movies out of songs, it's...
Oh, yeah. Well, there was also... I think there was a movie made of The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Oh, yes.
With Vicki Lawrence.
Now, I can anticipate one of our upcoming music shows.
Yeah.
Take This Job and Shove It.
Go ahead.
In 1978, became a single by Johnny Paycheck.
That's
remember
right.
That? Remember that?
That's right. Johnny Paycheck. Okay, we'll wrap with this one. Frank, can you ask Gilbert why this movie hasn't come up on the podcast, The Terror of Tiny Town?
Oh, with the midget.
Yes. Yes. Some people like to call them little people.
A Western with midgets.
And why haven't we brought it up
yet? Surprisingly, you find very few stores that will sell it or advertise it in their window.
Okay, I lied. Here's a couple of more. Mr. Blonde, when are you going to interview Nehemiah Persoff? The man is pushing 100. Can you believe
He's still alive?
He's still alive. Yeah. Another home run. Brandon, let's see, who said that? Who asked us that?
He was
Mr.
a great
Blonde.
Actor. Well,
he was.
Yeah, terrific actor.
Brandon Lefevre.
He was in The Harder They Fall.
Correct.
With Rod Steiger and Humphrey Bogart.
Another home run with Amy Heckerling. Thanks for the tip about David Letterman and Airplane. Let's see. These are some titles that we missed. Terror Tunes, Nail Gun Massacre, Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers. This is from Living Deliciously again. I'm going to find one to wrap with. Again, Sid Haig. Please get a Sid Haig. Okay, and finally, from Horror Deconstruction, Gilbert wasn't bullshitting, and he sent an ad of where you can order a live monkey from the back of a comic
yes.
book.
Yes, that was a horrible time in the country.
Which we talked about.
You could get mail order monkeys
that
kids would send for.
The ad says, have you always wanted a live monkey? Leash and collar free.
Yeah, these would be disease ridden and dying or already dead monkeys would show up at these people's houses.
So some of those live in the New York City sewers now.
Oh, yeah.
What about Don Wells telling us about the pet rats on a leash?
Oh, that's too much.
In the swamps.
Too much.
Yeah, that'll be on a future episode. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Keep them coming. Tweet us. You know where to tweet Real Gilbert, ACP. You'd have Gilbert's handle. Mine is my name, obviously. We love your Facebook posts. We love getting everything from you. So keep them coming.
And Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession. Paul Rayburn, Frank for the
should we get Paul Rayburn a tall mic like Gene Rayburn?
Oh, yes. Get you one of those, like, little matchstick.
A matchstick mic. Yeah. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Listen to me.
to know about Papi on Susu. Oh, Lon Chaney Jr., it's something we're used to. Colossal obsessions, these things that we've studied, like why Groucho helped Chico, 'cause he needed the money. If you have a comment on Cesar Romero and those oranges thrown by those young caballeros, you can ask what you want, anything on our biz, but please keep it short, just like us.